Out there. This is Jalen Gonzalez from the Freedom Forum at Freedom High School in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Today, my podcast topic is a book review. I will be reviewing the book We Were Liars by E. Lockhart, but first, I would like to give some background information on the author herself. The author E. Lockhart's real name is Emily Jenkins. She goes by E sometimes with her books because it's a dear nickname she had always had. She grew up in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and now lives in New York City. She graduated from Columbia University and got a doctorate in English literature, which is no surprise there. She had written many books, including Fly on the Wall, Dramarama, Again, which just so happened to be released this past June. Now, about the book. We Were Liars took place on a family-owned island called Beechwood. Each of the three daughters own their own house, and they all have names for it. The story focuses on the character Caden Sinclair and her two cousins and family friend. They called themselves the Liars, and they would spend every summer having fun. The summer of 15 had hit, and a tragic accident happened to Cadence, and throughout the book, she's trying to figure out what had happened and why she can't remember the summer of 15. It's full of mystery and connecting the dots. Personally, I really loved the book. I really thought that the way Lockhart had planned it all out and kept me on the edge of my seat the whole time added to the experience even more. I fell in love with all four Liars: Caden Sinclair, Miriam Sinclair, Johnny Sinclair, and Gat Patil. I loved how they were all so different, but once they hit the island, they became one and the same. I also really felt attached and invested in Caden's throughout the book. Following her story and getting a sense of what was going on in her head made it so interesting. I was figuring out the story and connecting the dots with her, which really made me feel like I was a part of their world. I love a good book with an amazing plot twist at the end. To know the truth was devastating, but the way Lockhart went about it made it not only sad, but captivating. I was heartbroken, but in a way I was also relieved. This comes back to me feeling like I was a part of the story. I wanted more immediately after I finished the book. Not only did I see character development with Cadence, but I saw it with other Liars too. It was great to hear about how each one of their connections began and ended with Cadence. Getting to know each character and what they thought and what their views on things were made me feel connected with not only Cadence, but them as well. For example, Gat Patil, which is one of the Liars, was the outcast because he wasn't blood related to anyone on the island, but he still made himself shine in his own way through Cadence's eyes and through everyone else's eyes. And he spoke about his views without feeling like ashamed or embarrassed and didn't change for anyone. Each character was so well thought out, and I even felt so close to Cadence's mom, and she is only in the story for a little bit. I learned the history of the island and how it all began, and not only did Lockhart go into detail, but within the book, she made her own map of the island, which helped me even more. The map had shown me where the Liars were and where the rest of the family was. It gave me a visualization of when and where everything was happening and taking place. I think the map is one of my favorite things about the book, simply because it gave me so much information and I didn't even know I needed it. Overall, I highly recommend the book We Were Liars, written by E. Lockhart, if you absolutely want to fall in love with a good mystery and a good book. Thank you.